910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Iran attacks Israel. I'm Brian Clark. The Israeli military says its defenses intercepted 99% of the missiles and drones that Iran launched on Saturday. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby tells ABC that President Biden spoke with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
The main message was, we're with you. He congratulated the prime minister on an extraordinary achievement and success last night, but also to reiterate that the United States is going to continue to help Israel defend itself.
Iran's foreign minister says it has no desire to continue the attacks, but what could happen next? ABC's chief global affairs correspondent Martha Raddatz says,
I do think you will likely see some sort of response from Israel. Because no one was injured, because there was no infrastructure damage, I believe it will probably just aim at military facilities in Iran.
But she says Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will be under pressure to do something. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Indigenous leaders will tell a United Nations panel Monday about their ongoing concerns with a controversial oil pipeline in northern Wisconsin. Mike Moan reports.
Enbridge Energy's Line 5 operation is likely to come up when the Permanent Forum on Indigenous Issues convenes in New York. Back in the Midwest, organizations like Earth Justice represent the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa. The tribe has been contesting Line 5 in Wisconsin as Enbridge seeks to reroute the pipeline. Earth Justice attorney Stephanie Sosi says the proposal is not an improvement in minimizing the effect on tribal lands.
The Bad River Band is already at a risk of an oil spill because the pipeline is going directly through their reservation, and the reroute, I mean, if you look at the map, it's basically hugging the reservation boundaries.
She says her team is preparing for litigation if permits for the reroute are issued. The tribe has previously filed lawsuits against Line 5 in an effort to shut it down, prompting the latest route plans. Similar cases have been active in Michigan. Enbridge argues the pipeline is a key source of energy and rejects claims and legal decisions that it's trespassing on tribal lands. On the Michigan side, opponents say they're worried about Enbridge's latest Line 5 plans to construct an oil tunnel beneath the Straits of Mackinac, a connecting waterway. The company says it would be safer than the existing pipeline section, but Native American Rights Fund attorney Wes Furlong says there's real concern about a worst-case scenario.
If a leak happened within that tunnel, it would cause a catastrophic failure, pumping crude oil into the Straits and into the Great Lakes.
First built in 1953, the pipeline can transport up to 23 million gallons of oil and natural gas liquids per day. This is Mike Moan for Wisconsin News Connection.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Brewers win again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers in Baltimore against the Orioles. Home runs from Rhys Hoskins and Jake Bowers, top of the fourth.
Bowers, right center, deep. Santander back. Gone! The Brewers have the lead. What a bomb from Bowers.
Bally Sports Wisconsin, a three-run shot, made it 8-5. The Brewers went on to win 11-5 over Baltimore. Milwaukee now off to its best start since 1989 and 1982 when they went to the World Series.
Yeah, we had great at-bats. Guys are setting the bar pretty high for themselves, you know, how to conduct ABs, and hopefully our young guys will keep learning from the guys doing it. I mean, Terang, what can you say, man? Bauer's home run, so great to get him off the schneid and get his first one out of the way, and he's played such brilliant defense, and I'm really proud of him. You know, he's a great kid, and that homer was huge.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see sunny skies today. Cool temperatures in the upper 60s this afternoon. Northwest winds a little breezy. Tonight, clear in upper 30s. Winds becoming light. On Monday, mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies. Highs in the mid-60s. A little bit of rain. It's 42 at our studios.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Todd and his regular guest, Trigvi Olsen, were out and about with a simple theme. What makes Wisconsin great? For all the divisive topics and politics that we have on his show and on my show, we're doing that because we love living here. And we want to talk about the things that make Wisconsin great. And we did that over cheese curds and cold beer last night. Ooh. And I really appreciate Todd doing that.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Busted pencils.
We'll keep talking about it because it is an important thing happening in our world and in our culture, whether you're in education or in any field. It's part of your day-to-day right now. Like, hey, what's the role AI is going to play in this?
We give every assignment the kids turn in, we put it through AI detectors. There's no ability for a student to opt out of the surveillance.
Busted pencils, weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Hayward's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
AM 1400 WRJN.
Music of the stars is on the air. Toronto High Noon Central and across the world at civicmedia.us. The best music ever. Today we celebrate this colorful world. With a few surprises. Ellington. And Francis Albert Sinatra.
I do remember when the sunlight had a special kind of brightness, and the laughter held a lover's kind of lightness. Yellow days, she would hold me, and a smile would spread around us so completely, and the softness of a kiss would linger sweetly. Yellow days, yellow. But then came thunder, and I heard her say goodbye through tears of wonder. Now I'm all alone, and my heart wants to know. Yellow days, where'd you go? Life is empty. So harsh instead of tender, and the laughter's just an echo I remember from yellow days, yellow days. Then came thunder, and I heard her say goodbye through tears of wonder. Now I'm all alone, and my heart wants to know, yellow days, where did you go? All life is empty, and the sunlight seems so harsh instead of tender.
And Duke Ellington. This is the first recording of this 1957 hit. Norman Luboff out of Chicago. The big hit on that was 1961 with Arthur Lyman and his group. Those lyrics, oh, by the way, that melody goes back to the 19th century. It was written in Haiti. Folk song. During the big Calypso craze here in the 50s, and then Harry Belafonte had, well, great, great music from the Fab 50s. And it wasn't all doo-wop.
the beginning. Oh, long before that. When light was deciding who should be in and who should be out of Spectrum, yellow was in trouble. Even then. Seems that green, you know how green can be, didn't want yellow in. Some silly primal envy, I suppose, but for whatever cause, the effect was bad on yellow and caused yellow to weep yellow tears for several eternals before there were years, until blue heard what was up between green and yellow and took green aside for a serious talk, in which blue pointed out that if yellow and blue were to get together, not that they would, but if they did, a gentle threat, they could make their own green. Oh, said green with some understanding. Naturally, by a sudden change of hue, green saw the light and yellow got in. Worked out fine. Yellow got lemons and green got limes.
Street. And its title song, Seminestigo. Thank you.
Main Street supplied the setting. The setting for nights beyond forgetting. And through these moments apart, memories live in my heart. When I recall the love I found on, I could just look round on Green Dolphin
explanation from what you're about to see, because the numbers are really out of context in the show. The young lady's name is Ellen Green. This is her first appearance on The Tonight Show, and she stars, I called it The Little House. It's The Little Shop of Horrors.
Oh, it's great.
In which she, I understand, is a wonderful play, in which she plays a kind of a dingbat sales girl who falls for a nebbish who sells his soul to a flesh-eating plant.
Yes.
It's your standard...
By the way, I must interject. I saw the play. It's one of the most delightful evenings in the theater. That flesh-eating plant is one of the most creative pieces of puppetry I've ever right. seen. It eats people, and you believe it.
Well, I don't think we have the plant here tonight.
No.
Anyway, here are two numbers from this award-winning musical, which, as I said, at the Westwood Playhouse. Would you welcome Ellen Green? Fantastic.
Thank you.
kids, watch how he fits in. As the sun sets in, there's a picture and a bed of homes and garden magazine. Far from Skid Row.
Tonight Show, a tune from Little Shop of Horrors, the music of the star, Jimmy Dorsey, Bob Eberle, Helen O'Connell.
Your green eyes with their soft lights, your eyes that promise sweet nights, to my soul a longing, a thirst for love divine. In dreams I seem to hold you, to find you and enfold you. Our lips meet and our hearts too, with a thrill so sublime. Those cool and limpid green eyes, wherein my love lies, so deep that in my searching for happiness I fear that they will ever hold me. All through my life they'll taunt me, but will they ever want me? Green eyes make my dream come.
green stamps. I love your little green stamps. I keep collecting green stamps. I love the way they look. Oh, how I love to pick them. I pick them up and lick them. I lick them, then I stick them in my brown green stamp book. All day and night I'm dreaming. I'm dreaming of redeeming my green stamps for a toaster, so gleaming and deluxe. Oh, how it will thrill me and please me and fulfill me to know my toaster only cost me $1,400. I drive up to the market. I stop my car and park it. I buy a lot of strange things of which I've never heard. I buy, though it's not urgent, two truckloads of detergent, 300 pounds of bird seed, though I don't have a bird, some extract of vanilla, enough to feed Godzilla. Then I'll trade all my green stamps for something I can drive. A car is what I hope for, what I bought all that soap for. They promised me the first Studebaker made in 1965.
Rosie Clooney, and the color is brown.
Beautiful, beautiful brown eyes. Beautiful, beautiful brown eyes. Beautiful, beautiful brown eyes. I'll never love blue eyes again. Willie, I love you, my darling. I love you with all my heart. Tomorrow we might have been married, but rambling has kept us apart.
have the hit on that. He composed it.
Brown. Among purists, and you know how many purists there are, Brown was having some difficulty. Some of the purists wanted Brown to be more... Others wanted Brown to be more... Still others wanted Brown to be... To be basically Brown. Yeah. A lesser color might have fallen apart. But Brown met the problem beautifully. By becoming just about as basic. Just about as subtle. As you can just about get. That's why you hear so many people saying, my, that's a subtle Brown. That's the way it's been ever since. Even with a light tan. Or sweet dark chocolate. Or deep brown eyes. Next time you see Brown, any shade, remember, subtle, basic, Brown.
Autumn in New York transforms the slums into Mayfair. Autumn in New York, you'll need no castles in Spain. Lovers that bless the dawn on benches in Central Park. It's autumn in New York. It's good to live it
Duke wrote that. That's Billy May's orchestra with strings and Francis Albert. Here's Tony. The music of the star.
The Empire State. The RCA. Chrysler building so tall and so gray. When you're walking down the street in New York and you haven't got a friend in town, then a funny thing can happen. A funny thing can happen when you look at all the buildings all around. A funny thing can happen. A funny thing can happen if you let those lonely buildings get you down. You get the skyscraper blues. The skyscraper blues. You get the feeling they're hemming you in. The Chrysler building so tall and so gray. They're looming.
If there's an absolute white, and there is. And if there's an absolute black, and there is, then it follows that there must be an absolute gray. And there is. Absolute gray is the perfect gray that's the same distance from absolute white as it is from absolute black. Not white gray or black gray, but absolutely perfect gray. The grayest gray that gray can be gray. And it's around this gray that all the good grays are. The kind of grays that know what's up, that know what's down, that know how far out to get, or how deep in. Absolute gray and all the good grays always know just what to say. 'Cause they're so close to absolute. absolutely perfect gray.
Jimmy Roselli could really turn a song.
When your old wedding ring was new, and each dream that I've dreamed came true, I remember with pride how we stood side by side. What a beautiful picture you made as my bride. Even though silver crowns your hair, I can still see the gold ringlets there. Old flame is the same as the day I changed your name. When your old wedding ring was new, beautiful picture you made as my bride. Even though silver crowns your hair, I can still
Goodman.
when the deep purple falls over sleepy garden walls, and the stars begin to flicker in the sky, through the mist of a memory, you wander back to me, breathing my name with a sigh. In the still of the night, once again
Martha Tilt and B. Wayne had the hit with that.
Purple. All dignity. All pomp. All put on. Has an aura to be felt as well as seen. Purple has class. Some say the highest. They stand in awe of purple. Royally, loyally. This alone makes pompous purple king. King Purple feels there's a right that is his, that goes way, way back to beginning, to the place where pomp began. That is purple pomp. Some say, those in the know, that purple got pomp from the first of the purple queens, from Mother Pomp, who thought it all up, the purple dignity, the purple pomp, the purple put on, thought it all up. So anyone purple, from then until now, would never have to ever, ever work. That's why purple is king.
CBS News is next. The music of the stars continues.
This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.